This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society, back from 2 weeks in sunny Queensland, where I did some parks and portable operations. Put these dates on your calendar. The Oceana DX contest for 2017 is on the 7th and 8th of October, and the Oceana DXCW contest is on the 14th and 15th of October. Christmas dinner will be at the Blair Hotel on the 3rd of December, and the famous Ahars picnic at Lions Park will be on Saturday the 21st of January. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th of October, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of October. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. At the Thursday, September the 21st general meeting, the presentation will be by Rod, VK5ZRK, and he will be talking about and showing batteries for portable operation. As the days are getting longer and ambient temperatures are rising, we have no excuse not to go chasing parks and peaks. I will be talking about boat anchor restoration at the October general meeting. You may need this skill after the upcoming silent auctions. The Ahar Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Brackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another Introduction to Arduino session at the Shack. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417 838 740. With all the rain we've had recently, we will soon have to battle our way through the jungle to get to the Shack door. We're having a grass cutting and general clean-up at the site on Saturday the 30th of September. A sausage sizzle lunch will be served after the work has been done. You'll need garden tools, and we will need a couple of rugged grass cutters. Email Barry if you can supply. We have one so far, but we need at least one more. Make sure you have November the 12th on your calendar. This is the date of the Ahars buy and sell. Book your table by emailing table bookings requests to David, VK5KC, at wia.org.au, and Roy, VK5NRG, at wia.org.au. Please send to both people, so we don't miss anyone. If you do not have an email address, you can speak to these folks at the next club meeting. Have you paid your subs for 2017-2018 yet? If you're not a financial member at the end of September, your email will be deleted from the Ahars database and you will not receive notification of a number of upcoming silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of Ahars to bid on these auctions. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au. That's all for this week. Catch you next week, 73.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief message from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Next Wednesday, the 20th of September, Tech Night is a presentation by David, VK5KK, and the topic is eBay gems. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 4th of October. The Jotai Orientation Day for those members participating in the event will be on Saturday, 14th of October, 9 a.m. till midday. The Jota 60th anniversary will be on the 21st and 22nd of October. And Bruce, VK5VAB, will be coordinating. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73s, Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, again with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group, complete with the Lurgy, provided free and courtesy of Kermit. Last Sunday's rally sprint was a great success. Using close to the public roads and forest tracks, the event attracted 14 competitors to the start line. The first four laps of the 8-kilometre course were run in a clockwise direction, and the last four were negotiated in the anti-clockwise direction. Cars started, one at a time, every 2 minutes or so, and it was a no-holds-barred Speedfest. The usual number of engine problems, bent mudguards and pride occurred with a fairly spectacular rollover near the end of the last lap. No injuries were sustained, although the bodywork on the Nissan Patrol looked a bit battered. Our club members acquitted themselves very well, with the necessary communications flowing when and as needed. A couple of points could not be heard by all of us, but the start and finish points could hear everyone all day, and that's what counted. Some of us tried to make a WWFF park contact in between calling cars, but conditions were not favourable and we could not make ourselves heard. Today we'll find a number of us attending the barbecue at the Dorodong Hall, east of Panola, as we once again catch up with some of the Narracourt Club members for a meet and greet. This will be followed by another visit to Ross VK3 KBO's establishment to have a look at his very clever engineering projects. The Surge has purchased a 60-inch big-screen smart TV for our club rooms. This was made possible thanks to a very generous donation from the family of the late Graham Rosler, VK5YM, Silent Key. We had been plagued by reflections from the fluorescent lights on the ceiling with the old unit, but with the bigger screen and a steeper viewing angle, we seem to have almost eliminated that problem. We are in the process of hooking it all up to an amplifier, which will allow us to switch between inputs to the TV. We will have a laptop computer and a video player connected, plus the ability to plug in another laptop should a member wish to use their own for a presentation. The amplifier will allow us to pipe the sound through a pair of good quality speakers that the club possesses. Some teething troubles for their existing laptops have surfaced, and we have yet to sort that out, but I'm sure we'll get there. The old TV, which was generously supplied by Tom, VK5EE, will be used for presentations at our convention and possibly one or two other occasions throughout the year. That about runs me out for this week. Therefore, it's time to let you all know that the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And for me to say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. It's Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. We're still on the hunt for some relay operators for Wireless Institute Sunday morning broadcasts, specifically for 80 metres and 40 metres. So if you think you can step up and help us out with the relay of the Wireless Institute broadcast, then get in touch with Peter, VK5PX, either with an email, and send it to vk5px@wia.org.au, or give him a bell on his phone, which is 8280 7330, and see if you can get on the roster for doing the relay broadcasts. And this year, the Jamboree of the Air is on the weekend of the 20th to the 22nd October. And the North East Radio Club is going to have a JOTA station, and this year it will be at our club rooms at the Modbury West Community Hall. So all the arrangements haven't been finalised yet, but we'll keep you informed about what the details are in the coming weeks. And if you want to get involved with the Jamboree of the Air, well, once again, it's Peter, VK5PX, at vk5px@wia.org.au, or his phone number, still the same, 8280 7330. But just be aware that you do need police clearance to take part in the Jamboree of the Air activity. And this month, the 5th Friday night dinner will be on the 29th of September, and I'm hunting around for a suitable venue, so I should have one booked for us soon, and I'll let you know where and when. So stay tuned for the details of the 5th Friday night dinner. Always a winner, that one. And next week it's the Tech Night on Friday the 22nd of September, and it will be all about digital amateur radio techniques by one of our main gurus, Brian, VK5VI. So come along on the Tech Night and find out all about digital amateur radio. Well, that's your lot for this week. I hope you've all had a good week, and hope the weather starts to fine up soon and we can get out in the yard and scare some more weeds. So this is Les, VK5KLD, saying 73s and good DX.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.